Okay, what we're going to discuss tonight is the Isser related to today's daf, and that is the Isser Drabbanan of waiting between Fleishiks and Milchiks. It came up here in Chulin, Daf Kofhei, on our Gemara. And it starts with the story, as we mentioned. We'll mention some of the ideas we'll mention tonight is what we discussed today, and hopefully we'll have some more of the ramifications and the various cases. So the Gemara says in Chulin, Daf Kofhei, again to review, Amar Mar Ukva, Anaha Milsa Chala Bar Chamer Legabe Abra. I, regarding this element, this halacha, I am like vinegar compared to my father, who is like wine. The ilu abba ki havi achal bisra ha'idna lo havi achal gvina ad l'machrat hashta. Whatever my father would eat fleishiks, he wouldn't eat milchiks until the next day. Wait 24 hours. Vilu ana b'hasu dasu d'lo achilna lus das achrin achilna. But I only wait till the next su'uda, says Marukva. I don't do what my father does. Okay, that's the Gemara. That's the only Gemara in Shas that hints to how long one is supposed to wait between Fleishiks and Milchiks. The Gemara, as we saw, discussed Milchiks and Fleishiks. Generally, we assume that one does not have to wait any time after Milchiks. We'll discuss a little bit at the end if there are any exceptions. But this is the Gemara about Fleishiks and Milchiks. In source number two, you see I gave you the Rav Sternbach from Tam Vadas in Parshas Yisro. In Sefer Shmos, where he discusses why it is, and this again is said by many of the Bali Musar, why it is that Mar Ukva did not himself wait 24 hours. If he thought it was such a great milah to wait a day between eating fleishik and milchiks, what, he couldn't do it? Mar Ukva is one of them, the amazing Tanaim. He couldn't wait. He wanted the ice cream so badly. So why didn't he wait? So says Rav Sternbach, Migdoli Musar Ochichu Kein, he quotes the Gemara, the second column, L'charis Arachin, Lama lo himten marukva, ka'aviv, im yada sha'adif la'asos came, why didn't he wait? Umuchach, so it's clear, shim hirkish ba'atzmo, shein eroi la'achmer al'atzmo kein, ein bazeh afilu midas chasidus, l'his chasid yoser mimadrig aso ha'atzmis. If a person feels that he is not on that level himself, so he shouldn't go to that level, meaning, everybody has different chumras that are appropriate for where they're up to in life. If somebody is not eating kosher, so then they shouldn't be, you know, thinking about waking up for tikkun chatzos. You know, if somebody's speaking lashon hara all day, we always have to know exactly what we're up to and be honest with ourselves what we're up to. So Mar Ukva knew that he wasn't up to waiting 24 hours. And that's what Rav Sternbach says. A person cannot jump steps. This, Rahman al-Islam, sometimes we see. We see those who are just becoming into it in different areas. And sometimes they go to an extreme, and because they jump to an extreme so quickly, it does not last. Because that's not the way Avodas Hashem goes. Avodas Hashem goes in steps, darga, darga. Our Chaim HaKadosh as well, in the beginning of Chukosai, also says the same idea on the first pasuk there, in Bechukosai Teilechu, Ves Mitzvosai Tishmoru. In Bechukosai Teilechu, if I first follow all the halachas, then Ves Mitzvosai Tishmoru, then I could add shmiras, I could add on extra halachas and behaviors that I would like to accept. But the first step is in Bechukosai Teilechu. The first is Teilechu. Okay, so that is all just background for the Dvar Musar for the story. Now let's get back to the specific halacha. So again, waiting between fleishiks and milchiks. It should be noted that this is only one of the halachos related to the Isurei Drabbanan of milk and meat. And there are others as well, eating milk and meat in proximity of each other. That's what we had in 2 days ago's daf. And that is having them on the same table. What about on the same counter? What about another Isurei Drabbanan is the Isur of milchik bread, which is a Gemara in Pesachim, and elsewhere. It is a drabbanan to have milchik bread, because bread is a staple of society, and one might come to have it with fleishiks. This is another example, eating milchiks after fleishiks. So this is the source. So how long does one need to wait? So there are three groups of Rishonim that we need to talk about. First group is, the single, is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam we mentioned on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. On yesterday's daf, Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in Tosfos, that Meikra Din, one does not have to wait at all. As long as one washes their hands and washes their mouth out, that's it. Even in the same Suda. Sudasa Achrina here means, because he didn't have anything to wipe his hands with. Somewhat difficult to understand, but that's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam and the Halachas Gedolos both say that one does not need to wait at all. Remember, the Oraisa, it has to be cooked together. So here, even if you would eat it together, not cooked, that would also be Durabanan. So as long as you eat it separately, that's Rabbeinu Tam. On the other hand, if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos holds on today's daf, Kuf Hamad Aleph, Tosfos says no, it means a different Suda. Also, no time is mentioned, just a different Suda. You don't have to wait from the morning to the evening meal. Ela filu la'alter. Im silek ha'sholchan u'birech mutter. Delo plug rabanan. Right after you finish the meal, that's also bring out the, right, have your Shabbos meal, and then for dessert, clear everything off. You want to bench first, and then have ice cream. One can do that according to Tosfos. But this is the minority. Rov Rishonim, as is known, the Rambam and others hold 6 hours. 6 hours, that's what it means, Misuda Lasuda. That's what Rov Rishonim say, and that is, as we'll see, what the Shulchan Aruch is going to say. There is a interesting letter in the Rambam, or word in the Rambam, depending on your girsa. The Rambam doesn't say 6 hours. The Rambam has the line of Kimo Sheshos, like 6 hours, which might be the basis for some Minhagim, as we'll see. But that is the Rambam and the other Rishonim, the Rosh as well. The Shulchan Aruch, though, just in case we might misunderstand the Rambam, when he quotes the Rambam, as we'll see in a second, he takes out the kaf. Doesn't have the kaf kamo. He just says sheshos. Just one point of lundis before we continue and get into the other lamaisa elements. Rav Salvechik in Shirei Harav, the Sefer on Yeridea that was put out with all the Rav's Chidushim, writes, maybe the machlokes between Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, versus the Rambam and others is, how do we look at this Isser Durabanan of waiting? Do we look at it as stam harchaka, gzeira syag? Shatosfos over him. I'm reading that from Shiri Haraf Simin Nuntes. Shatosfos over him. The hoa v'ha isser lechol gvin achar basar enu ela harchaka ba'alma v'isser ala gavra mishim hachi sagi b'hafsaka apidin b'ena basar v'gvina. So all you need is any type of hafsaka, it's okay. But the Rambam holds, the Rambam so ver she isser lechol gvin achar basar mishra shem yivlu zemizeh. The Isser is more. The Rambam and the other Rishonim, all 6 hours, maybe they hold, it becomes a Chefsa de Isura. And therefore, it's more focused on the Chefsas not being together, and that's why you have to have separation. Not just on the Gavra. The Gavra makes the Hefsik. No, if you eat these together within a certain time frame, that makes it a Chefsa Basav HaChalav being consumed. And therefore, one would have to wait more. Okay, either way, that is the one point of Lamdus. The Shulchan Aruch, as we said, is clear, 6 hours. Simen peites in Yeridea, ocha basar afilu shal chaya v'of, lo yochal gvina achrav ad sheyishe sheish shaos. V'afilum shoa kishir, and we'll get to that even if you wait the shir, what does one have to do? We will get to that. But that is the Shulchan Aruch. All right, what is the Ramah? All right, any kulas here? So he does quote one kula at the beginning. Yesha omrim dein srikal haptim she shows rak miyad im silik ubir perchas amazon mutter adikinu afadacha, according to Tosfos. Tosfos on our daf that you only, if the next suda. Via mina gapashim nidas elo lahamtin ach, rachilas basar, sha'a achas. The Ramah quotes that the minag in this medina is to wait 1 hour. 1 hour. The Vilna Gaon here says this is based on a Zohar in Parshas Mishpatim. 1 hour. V'yochlan acharav gvina. Miyu, you have to bench. But then at the end of the Ramah says v'yish medaktik in lahamtin vav shows achar achilas basal gvina v'chein nafon lasos. So it's the only day according to the Shulchan Aruch. It's the day that the Ramah says is appropriate. And the Shach right here quotes the Amshal Shlomo on our sugya, Chulin Kofei, where the Amshal Shlomo says anybody who has a Reach Torah in them should not wait anything less than 6 hours. Okay, so that is the generally accepted psak in Shulchan Aruch. Just one note about the calculation. The Pesachei Tshuva here notes that one calculates sheshos real hours. Even though most other areas of halacha is shows manios, but when it comes to sheshos, one uses real hours, and that is the accepted psak. One other important Shita relating to calculation, and then we'll get to the different minhagim. We saw what's in Shulchan Aruch, but one other issue regarding calculation, the Aruch HaShulchan in Siv Dalet here in Yeridea, he quotes, Da, Shahahamtana Sheishos, Humi Sof HaSeuda Shal Basar, Ad Chilas HaSeuda Shal Chalav, V'af Imba Eis HaScholas HaSeuda Lo Yochal Chalav, Oshab Sof Seudas Basar Lo Yochal Basar. You see, the Gemara says Suda L'Suda. What does Suda L'Suda mean? It says the Aruch HaShulchan, unbelievable Chiddush, against what we usually do. We usually look at our watches. Oh, when did the meat go off the table? When can we eat milchiks for Shalosh Shudas? So that's what we usually assume. The Aruch HaShulchan says it doesn't work. The Aruch HaShulchan says it goes by benching. Whenever you bench, if you have dessert for an hour, that's an extra hour that one has to wait. Even if you don't have milchiks at the beginning of Shalosh Shudas. Right, it's makpin misudu l'suda. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. We usually don't assume like the Aruch HaShulchan, but it's an important shita to know. Okay, so what about the minhagim? Minhagim. So let's go from the ones in Shulchan Aruch. So the Rama quotes 1 hour. So that's the minhag of the Dutch, as is known, Holland. Okay, so if somebody has that minhag, then they can keep that minhag. Next is the 6-hour minhag. That's in Shulchan Aruch, that's in Ramah, that's in Rov Rishonim, and that is what generally we say if one doesn't have, let's say somebody is a Baal Tshuva, or somebody is a Ger, and they have no idea what their father or their grandfather did, what their family minhag is, we will tell them, wait 6 hours. Because that is what Rov HaPoskim say, and that is what should be done. What about the modification of this Shita? Into the 6, 5.5, the quote Shem Rav Aaron Cutler, that it's 5.5. Where did this come from? So some say it's based on the language of the Rambam, kishe shos, like 6 hours. The problem is the Shulchan Aruch takes that out. There is a line in the Magen Avos. Magen Avos is a sefer that the Meiri wrote, defending various minhagim of the time. Magen Avos, and there in Inyan Tishii, he talks about waiting between fleshiks and milchiks, and he says, "Vanu machmirim ache yisha sheish shos o chamesh kishir bein suda l'suda k'den ha'amr b'vasa behema." So he says 6 or 5. So it's a Meiri, okay, but it's not quoted by anybody else. It's a Meiri. 6 or 5. Okay, that's another. Rav Avadya, though, has a svara where he tries to suggest a fascinating idea. Where the Rav Avadya says in Yabia Omer, Chelek Aleph, Simin Dalin, in Yeredeya, Ubizmanim Arishonim Lo Haya Moreshaos, Matsui. They didn't have watches in those days. Ubavadya Shei Mekilin Bumdanos. They were Mekel. Because they didn't know exactly when it was. V'yadua, dekolto chatzi shah chashev samach. And we know from other areas in halacha, half an hour is called samach. Like we know from Hilchas Mincha, like we know from Hilchas Eidus. Avol yosem izeh chashev muflug. L'chein achinami ish l'haka b'tol chatzi shah. That's why within half, that's why 5.5 is what one can wait. He himself, Rav Avadya, is just defending the minhag. At the end, he says, Miyu l'maisa ish l'hachna mezeh. He says, you should wait, because the Shulchan Aruch took out the cuff. Rabbi Forst, in his Sefer on Kashrus, on page 200, he says, he doesn't even understand how this could be a svara. Because when do we say that people are toeh within half an hour? It's l'chad chila, if something is done. So we say, oh, maybe they made a mistake. But if you know for sure that it's not what the time that you're looking for, let's say by Eidus, you know it's outside the hour. You can't lie about it if you know. So here too, Rabbi Forrest writes, you can't hear, you know it's not 6 hours. So you can't say, oh, into the 6 is good enough. But we know. So therefore, Rabbi Forrest does not like that svara. But again, it is quoted by a number of the Achronim. Where does the 3-hour minna come from? The minhag of the Yekis, the German roots, that is the least in the sources. There is a Rabbeinu Yeruchim which seems to mention it, but the question is, where did it come from? So the only svara suggested, really, by the Achronim, the Darki Tshuva quotes this, Munkach Rebbe in source 14, Simen Peites Ozvav, he quotes that maybe, because the Gemara says it's totally on Bein Su'uda L'Su'uda, it's totally on the meals, and in the winter months, they used to eat during the daytime. They didn't eat at night when it was pitch black, so they used to eat with the meals closer together. So that shows that digestion really takes that shorter amount of time. You can't say your digestion is different in the winter and in the summer. So therefore, says the Darki Tshuva, Shem Amtin, that's all you have to wait. V'yishlo minag zelma, lisma chol v'im haya b'choref, also yikvar zman sudach rita, imkein memela muchach din emoshech tam gam lachar gimel shows, v'chulu, v'chulu. And that's what he says. Ivra, even though he says this is the minag, obviously one, shi machmir, and for sure, if one doesn't have this minag, one is not allowed to take on that minag. If somebody wants to take on an extra l'chumra minag, that's fine. But again, one cannot change one's custom l'chula. Okay, so that's all part one, that's background in terms of the Yisr. Let's get to some ramifications now in She'elos L'maisa. First, So I mentioned today as well. So machlokas, there is a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. What is the root reason for this isser of waiting between after fleishix before milchix, especially to contrast it to one doesn't have to wait after milchix? So why only after fleishix? So machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi in Chulin Kofei says because basar is very fatty and the residue will stay in a person's mouth for a long time, and therefore you have to wait. Mishum de basar mosi shuman v'hu nidvak bepeh. Umarich Batamo. The Rambam in Hilchos Machlokes Asuros gives a very different reason. He says, based on the language also of the Gemara today, Habasar shel bein hashinayim. You have meat, steak, gets stuck in your teeth, and therefore Chazal Tzvi goes around it. Once there goes around that, there goes around everything. There goes around chopped meat, there goes around chicken, v'chulu. But this is the Machlokes Rashi Rambam. L'may nafkamina. The Torah quotes two nafkaminas. The Torah quotes, what if you just taste something, but then spit it out? You don't swallow it. So it might get between your teeth, but it's not going to be shuman inside your mouth. It doesn't make it to the back of your mouth. Or what about if it's stuck in your teeth even after 6 hours? It's stuck in your teeth way much later. So according to Rashi, it's all about the shuman. Forget the meat. Mashenki the Rambam. The Torah at the beginning of Simin Pei Tes says we're machmer like both opinions. So if it's stuck between your teeth, you have to take it out before you eat fleishix. You don't have to wait 6 hours after you take it out, but you have to take it out before you eat fleishix, before you eat milchix. And the Rashi says that, and we're machmer like Rashi's yita as well, in both directions. Again, if there's food stuck between the teeth, or even if one just chews it and then spits it out. Number one, chew it and spit it out. No, that's one and two. Chew it and then spit it out, and then two stuck between your teeth. Number three, if a person is a chola, Rachmana Litzlan, Chassam Sofer says, and they need milk. Or let's say there's a nursing mother that needs milk, needs constant milk. So the poskim say, the Chassam Sofer discusses this, Chassam Sofer, quoting in that same Pesachi Tshuva, Shos Banios, says, Chole ha-shose mei mechalov l'rafos u'rufu oso, afilu rachol ksas, ein sorach lahamtin achar achilas basar, yoser misha'a. Again, some Rishonim say you don't have to wait at all, but at least the Rama quotes the minhag of an hour. Me'ikra Adin, he quotes that. So therefore, if one can rely on it. Right? Because that's Me'ikra Adin. We'll see that coming up as well in another Nafkamina. Next, Ketanim. How long do Ketanim have to wait? That's a big issue. It's a question I've gotten a number of times. Question that many posts can get. At what age? How much? So Rav Avadia discusses this in that same tshuva in Yabia Omer, Chelek Aleph Siman Dalet, where he says, Mi'u Ketanim yish makom lo mar she'ef shalo hakel. Can we make it? Because it's a Durabanan, and the sugi is about Machil Biyadayim by Durabanans. So, definitely room to be make it, especially after an earlier time. Rabbi Forrest, also in his piece on Milchix and Fleishix, in his Sefer on Kashrus, has a beautiful summary. If you look in the next source, it says, an infant, obviously, nothing, child just eats. A young child. A child older than approximately 3 years is no longer considered frail and should wait an hour, if possible, before eating dairy. 3 years old, so they don't have the heter of chole, but they do have... He's no longer frail, but he's still considered a child, and waiting an hour would be fine, because that is the me'ikir hadin. Rabbi Forrest continues, is that an older child, that it's kind of... depends on the child. He says the child above the approximate age of 6 should wait 6 hours after eating milk. Nevertheless, if the child requires milk, thirsts for milk, or insists upon eating a dairy product, he may do so. If he's younger than 9 or 10 year old child should really wait 6 hours, even though it's not bar mitzvah. It's flexible. We should really, once they're 9 or 10 years old, they understand and they really should be waiting. Seven or eight, then it's kind of depending. Everybody has to know their child. It's best to, but if they really want it, they really want it. So Rav Sternbach writes in the Tshuva also in Chilek Aleph Siman Taf Lamed Hey, Nira Dimiyad Kishemavin Inyin Ha'iser Shal Chalav Achar Basar Kfar Ro'i Lechancho Dumya Dekol Mitzvah Schinach De Isurin. They should wait at least 3 hours, and then, you know, moving it up little by little. Okay, that's related to a katan. A fascinating issue, which is what I mentioned in the daf also today, was what happens if one started, one's fleishik, and then they start, or they're about... If they ate milchix, obviously they did something wrong, they have to stop. And we mentioned the misconception that... It's not that, oh, now I'm milchik, now I can continue eating. No, you're still fleishik. People say, oh, we think, okay, now I'm milchik, I broke my fast. Now I'm milchik. No. Somebody's fleishik, they have to wait, even if they made a mistake a little bit. But what happens if we make a bracha on the ice cream and then I remember? Stop time for a second. What do I do? Says Rav Avadia, beautiful tshuva. This is in Yechaved Das, Chelek Dalad Simen Mem Aleph. She'ila. Misha, this is a classic tshuva of a posek, going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, all the issues. Misha, achal basar, sha'al pidin, sarach l'shaos, l'shaos, she'shaos. Somebody eats fleishiks, and they have to wait 6 hours. Akaver shah, shachachu bircha machal echav, and then they make a bracha on ice cream, and there's no water in front of them, and they can say, oh, I also had in mind the water. Hayim rashayu litam kol shehu, k'desh lo tei birchas levatala. Should they taste something? So their bracha is not levatala. That is the shayla. Should they taste something? So he goes through our Gemara, and he says, there are two issues here. Number one is the issue of the minhag of waiting, and number two is the issue of bracha levatala. So he says, Rav Avadia, lefizeh nireh, shemeachar shedasa Rambam b'tshuva, she'isser bracha levatala, hu mena Torah, shenemar lo sisa. Right, if somebody makes a bracha shenet sricha, the Gemara says lo sisa, but many Rishonim say that means a durabanan. Because after all, what's lo sisa shem shalakach lashav? If I say God's name for no reason, if I make a bracha, it's a beautiful statement. Even if I don't make it where Chazal told me to make it, but it's still a beautiful statement. That's not lo sisa. The Rambam says it is. The Rambam says if I don't do it when Chazal told me to do it, that is daraisa. The Rambam holds that daraisa, and therefore yesh lahadif benidon zeh litom kol shum achalichalav kadesh lo teber chazal atalos. So it's better to taste a little bit. Because you're violating a minog. You're not violating a daraisa. Vafil divrei tosfos, and even if you say bracha levatala is only durabanan. But still, if you're not eating it in the same suda, some rishonim say already you've been mekayim the minog. So on the one hand, he says, I think you should say that you should taste a little bit. But then he says, adayin ha'imakom ladun. But then he says, maybe not. Because the Rambam says, she'achilas iser ein achshev as achila. If I eat something treif, that's not even called an achila. And I shouldn't even make a brach on it at all. So maybe if I'm violating the minug, it's like I'm eating something not kosher, which wouldn't even require a bracha, so the bracha's not going to work for this. Unbelievable. This is maybe not. This isn't really not kosher. It's just the iser d'rabbanan. This is what he goes back and forth. And at the end he says, as he classically does, you should take a little bit, svek sveka. Why? Maybe the halacha is like those we've shown him that say, right after you finish the meal, you can eat milchiks. And even if not, maybe the halacha is that you can make a bracha on a dvar iser. And therefore, lamaisa, lamaisa, that is what he says. Again, he continues a very lengthy tshuva here. What if you happen to make a bracha? He compares a case similar. What happens if you make a bracha on a piece of steak during the 9 days? And then you remember it's the 9 days. What do? Do you take the bite? Do you not take the bite? He quotes tshuvas related to that as well. Okay, that's in terms of shogeg. Next, what happens if you're not sure? This happens sometimes. I'm not sure how much time passed. Was it 6 hours? Was it not 6 hours? Was it 5 hours? So one might go either way. The Badi HaShulchan in Pei Tes says, on the one hand, this is a davar sheish lamatirin. As we say, you might as well wait. Rashi and Beitza daf beis. You might as well wait. Daf gimel beis. But on the other hand, it's a derabanan. It's a derabanan of a davar sheish lamatirin. So there's a studim lakana lakana. If one can wait till this vaday, there's no. It's not so hard. It's not so hard to wait. There is a story quoted by the Chassam Sofer. Rabbi Forrest quotes this story in a footnote. It's quoted by Rav Sternbach as well. Does sleep a shenas keva take the place of 6 hours? Does it take? Maybe digestion happens quicker then because the one's not using their energy for other things. So the story goes that the Chassam Sofer was mekel. He said that one can wait less than 6 hours if one sleeps. And if the day he gave this psak, he woke up in the morning, he hadn't waited 6 hours, and he poured himself a hot cup of coffee and he spilled it all over himself. And he took it as a simon. It must be that I am incorrect. Which is relates to the last Ian Shear that we had, that Ian Shear, which relates to halachic autonomy versus heavenly intervention. So this goes in that shear as well. I think we did mention it in that shear. But Lamaisa, did it take the place? So because of that story, We say it doesn't take the place. Rav Sternbach writes this story also, and he says it must be that it wasn't that he took it as a simon. He took it as a simon to re-research the sugya, and then he thought you could understand it other ways. But either way, we say that sleep does not replace lamaisa. Sleep does not replace 6 hours. Therefore, if somebody has a late night barbecue and then they wake up and they want to have a bowl of cereal, they got to wait 6 hours. Got to make sure. The Ramah does say in Peites Gimel that an important halacha to know: if somebody cooks pariv in a fleshik pot, that does not make them fleshik. Right, does not make just not allowed to eat that. We know with milchiks, but achal tafshal shal basar v'chulu im ein basar b'tafshal rakshin espashal b'kderish shal basar mutar lechal achrav gvina v'ein bo minach lahachmir. There is no reason lehachmir. Fine. One final point is: what about the opposite case? Fleishiks after milchiks, as we said, generally it is not a problem. It doesn't come up. There are some hard cheeses. If you look at Rabbi Neustadt in the weekly halachic discussion, quotes this, that certain hard cheeses, again, it's a quote by earlier post, but I just gave it to you from him. Hard cheese has the same rules as meat. If one ate hard cheese, he may not eat meat for 6 hours. In the United States today, however, it's difficult to find hard cheese, since hard cheese means that it was allowed to process for 6 months before it was packaged and refrigerated. Once the processing of the cheese has ended, the cheese does not become hard, even if it is in stock 6 months later. That is a quote from Ravelsky. Either way, so Lamaisa, the regular cheeses that we get in the supermarkets do not count as hard cheeses, and therefore one would not have to wait 6 hours afterwards. Okay, we'll stop here, and we shall be zochet to be mekayim all the mitzvahs derabanan, mitzvahs of Chazal, to the best of our abilities.